one wouldn't have anything against this. But I am concerned about what it is that we're doing. Because on the order paper of yesterday, the provisional order paper for today indicated that today there was going to be a motion in the name of the Minister for Finance. And the motion reads that this Honorable House adopts the review of the budget statement and economic policy of Government of Ghana for the 2015 financial year. Speaker, without any explanation, we have been told that there's going to be a statement to be read by the Minister for Finance. May we know what has given cause to this? Because I am aware that this statement, the motion that found itself here, was occasioned by the Business Committee meeting that programmed it for today. And if there's been a change, we need to know what has occasioned this. It's true that yesterday the order paper gave a provisional item that the Minister for Finance will be appearing before the House to move a motion for a review of the budget. Mr. Speaker, this definitely is in consonance with the business statement that was presented to the House and adopted by the House. Mr. Speaker, yesterday we had an occasion to look at rail import of what the Minister for Finance was coming to do today. I have no problem in anybody disagreeing with my opinion and advice in the matter. That definitely is democratic. I accordingly advise that it will be better and more informative for the Minister for Finance to come under Order 70, Rule 2, to state the facts for members to be given the opportunity to make comments and for the House to decide as to what to do with it. Mr. Speaker, we have had instances in this matter starting from 1999, and I know that it was followed in about 2007 and even continued recently by the Minister himself. And so it's the same opportunity we are giving to the House.
I will accede to the request of the two leaders. But it is important to place on record that we are not doing anything new in this chamber by allowing the minister to make a statement. Honourable members, this morning, when I was informed, I had a meeting with my procedural clerk to find out whether there's precedent to follow. And they produced precedent to guide the chair. It's the Minister of Finance coming to make a statement on matters that he wants to. And I was very clear in my mind that as a speaker, I have precedent to guide me and to follow. It is important also to place on record that what informed me to say that the minister is entitled to make a statement, and I qualify by saying that if you listen to him, if there's anything in the statement that needs approval of the House by law or by the Constitution, then the proper motions have to be filed for that to be done. And the only way that can be known is after listening to the minister. But I will allow the request of the two leaders. Honourable members, the House is suspended for 30 minutes.